You're listening to SBS News.
Porter, you're the Premier.
Yeah.
What's going on in now? I know. I've just thought you were... Sorry to interrupt.
That's right, sir.
1 week after the peak, the initial shock in Lismore has been replaced by growing frustration.
We're going to do whatever we can to get...
Yeah, but we've heard billions of promises.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lismore Mayor Steve Creagh has described the sentiments of residents affected.
The priorities on the clean-up right now, clean-up and recovery. So, as you say, it's a week today, and I guess the feeling on the ground is slowly turning to the anger. I put it down to mourning a loss of a loved one, really, which is what it is. So you go through the shock and the sadness, and now we're sort of moving into that anger stage. People want things done, and hopefully they can understand that there is so much to do that we are trying to get to everyone, but it's not going to happen straight away.
And people are asking why their streets are still littered with debris. Byron resident Jess Scott Hayes says members of the community have had to undertake rescue missions.
There's been really minimal government action on this, and I think that's why everyone's getting really frustrated and really angry at the moment. A lot of volunteers, the SES are amazing, but they can kind of only do so much within their guidelines. With rescuing people, a lot of their boats, they had orders that it was too dangerous, so it was just civilians and communities that were going out saving people.
Residents across the Northern Rivers say the burden of cleaning up and offering help after last week's natural disaster has been placed on them, as there was a delay of several days before outside support and supplies arrived. Ms. Hayes says the government should be doing more.
The community is using self-funded helicopters to drop food. I had a friend yesterday while he's incredible. He's been making all this food and he did a drop by a helicopter to, I believe, Ballina, to drop food and water to people. And I think if the community can do what they've been doing for the last week without the help of government, then I think the government has the resources to get in there and help people.
Around half of the promised Australian Defence Force support is not yet on the ground. Australian Army Brigadier Robert Lording says ADF personnel are coming soon, but preparation is required.
We need to have accommodation for them. We need to make sure that we've got fuel for the trucks and for the plant and equipment. We need to make sure that we've got some basic medical services, you know, the capacity to feed them, do all of those things to sustain them safely so that they can get on with the task. And most importantly, so that we're not taking resources out of or away from the local community. So my expectation is by the end of this week, we'll have close to 1,000 people here on the Northern Rivers.
Authorities say they understand the frustration, but conditions are a major barrier. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the government's response on 2GB radio.
There are difficulties getting into a lot of these places currently. The ADF just can't miraculously get through things that you can't get through to get to a particular location. That's why they're using their helicopters and other supports. That's why they're doing road clearing. I mean, we are in the worst of this disaster up around Lismore at present, the worst of it. And that means there's always difficulties, whether you're a fully advanced developer economy or not. The horror of what this flood has delivered upon those Northern Rivers community is without precedent.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has told ABC News Breakfast that gaining access to affected areas has been challenging.
No, the advice I've received, David, is that some of these communities were not able to be accessed. And early on in the week, as the floodwaters rose, we still had torrential weather and we could not get aircrafts into the skies.
The readiness of the state's disaster agency has also been questioned. But Resilience New South Wales Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says conditions have been difficult from the start.
I think this response effort has absolutely been overwhelmed by the unprecedented conditions that have been well documented and well talked about from the beginning. I think there's a lot of people that have been disappointed and upset as a result of where they found themselves during these very, very difficult and indeed deadly times.
Mr. Perrottet has claimed that no expense will be spared when it comes to recovery efforts. But locals want more than just promises.
I tell you, we need housing because there's not much mental health can do without housing. People need a secure base.
So we were just saying earlier, so the 3,500 proper homes we've looked at, flood affected 2,500 are not habitable.
Yeah.
So we've got to. So we're working across the board. Everything's on the table because you need short, medium, and then there's a long-term solution.
Damage assessments have so far determined that 2,500 homes are uninhabitable, a number still likely to grow. This woman has told the Premier this has particularly affected families with kids who have disability.
There are single mothers with autism, kids with autism, trying to find housing, running out of funds. They've got, no money to go anywhere.
Resilience Lismore coordinator Ellie Bird says finding accommodation is a major issue.
So we have a very serious housing crisis. Even before this issue, we had a housing crisis in the Northern Rivers. Now we have thousands of people being displaced from their homes, and we urgently need to find temporary accommodation solutions for all of those people. They're living with friends, family, they're in evacuation centres. We need to rapidly upscale accommodation for these people.
She says it's time for the government to step in.
That is not something that the community can manage. It is not something that council can manage. It needs government, coordinated government response to be able to establish facilities that we can use going forward.
Premier Perrottet says he's doing the best he can. But as things stand, thousands will spend another night with no home to return to. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.